Let's see here. Okay, the part that we left off at is terms about houses. So, first of all, could you tell me a little bit about your house?
Yes. I lost my beloved first wife 21 years ago, and then a year later I moved to Casitas Coronado, which is a gated community on the side of the mountain just above Coronado Country Club. Mm-hmm. You know where Casitas Coronado is?
Not really, but I know
just
the
above,
area.
Yeah. About three quarters of a mile, or maybe a mile above Coronado Country Club, mm-hmm. on the side of the mountain there. It's mm-hmm. almost a mile high.
I think I know where that is.
And it's gated, they got a guard of the gate, and it's a condominium complex, mm-hmm. and it's got 70 units, but each unit is a duplex, so in effect everybody lives in a duplex, so that means that there are 70 times 2 or 140 living units.
Mm-hmm.
And you have three bedrooms and three bathrooms, and I've been there ever since 1978, and I love it up there.
What are some of the other rooms in your house?
What are they?
Yeah.
Well, the library, as I call it, the living room, dining room. These are all separate rooms. We actually use the library could be a bedroom if you wanted it to be so, and there's one bathroom on the first level. You actually enter on the first level where it has the kitchen, the dining room, the living room, and the utility room,
mm-hmm.
and the garage. And then you go down the stairs to the bedrooms. There are two bedrooms and two bathrooms down below.
Mm-hmm.
They're the coolest part of the house in this kind of weather.
Yeah, I bet.
And maintenance, watering and everything, except you have a little postage stamp backyard with a fence around it, rock and iron little bars, mm-hmm. about waist high. You take care of that, but just a little post stamp. All the rest of the area is watered and maintained by the association, and they provide guards 24 hour a day.
Mm-hmm.
Guards 7 days a week. And
do you have a cemented area in the back of your house that where people can sit?
Yes, there is a deck, you might call it, although it's flat on the ground,
mm-hmm.
a sitting area, and then beyond it there's a small, perhaps yard wide, for grass and shrubs,
mm-hmm.
trees. And then outside is the common area, which is a large area,
mm-hmm.
But you're free to use it as well as everybody else, but where we live, at one end of it, far end of it, nobody ever uses it. I mean, they could if they want to. And then we have a swimming pool up there, not mm-hmm. just for us, but I mean for the complex, and tennis courts, and a clubhouse.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I love it up there.
It sounds really nice.
Mm-hmm. I really do like it.
How do people in the regular neighborhoods divide their properties from one another physically? Like, you have a fence, but What do people have for privacy in most neighborhoods?
Well, in many neighborhoods there isn't any fence between the homes or anything else. I guess people just respect the privacy of others. I've seen in the old residential areas, you